At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb, you know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. America, Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, hope you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. Welcome in. Of course, I want to talk first weekend of the tournament. Of course, I want to talk Kim Mulkey, who apparently is drumming up attention for a takedown piece about her. Can't make that up. Yeah, I got Deion Sanders. I heard what he said about his son. And I find it curious that people are acting like it's a new idea to pull an Eli when Eli pulled an Eli 20 years ago. Welcome in. Just a quick question to you. To the percentage of people, I don't like people who are in the media, and we know the pressure we get in the media. We get basically pressure, and it's not necessarily your boss picking the phone. I don't feel this pressure because my radio bosses, they know I do what's best for our company. And doing what's best for our company, you talk about the biggest story of the day, what the most people care about. And by the way, we're not starting with college basketball because I don't think most people care about Oakland beating Kentucky or whether or not Kentucky buys out John Calipari at $33.5 million or UConn and Danny Hurley complaining about getting a number one seed and playing in New York and Boston. I don't know. Like, just find something new to complain about, Big East guy. You're driving everybody crazy complaining when no one actually cares. What I'm going to talk about, I think, is potentially one of the biggest stories in the history of sports. But we'll get to that in 1 second. I don't like people who are disingenuous about something they know to be untrue. Right? That's the part about politics when you watch things that drives you crazy. It's like, why is he saying something that I know is not true? Why? Why would you do that? Because then the fact checker comes on from CNN or Fox News or whatever and is like, yeah, that wasn't true. And they all do it. Obviously, some people do it a higher percentage of time than others, but just making stuff up. And one of the things that's been made up all year is, oh, I'm so much more excited about the women's tournament than the men's tournament. And this will translate to many of you as if I'm hating on the women's tournament. I'm not. And I was watching basketball all weekend long. I didn't actually even know the women were playing until I saw on my social media account, I saw that Caitlin Clark's dad told her to stop complaining. And there was a last night after the games were over, when I flipped over to ESPN, there was Stanford Iowa State being played. That's it. So I'm calling out the people who are disingenuous, saying, I'm so much more excited about the women's tournament than the men, because I know you didn't fill out a women's bracket. You didn't watch this weekend. And you'll parachute in, like all of us, when Caitlin Clark plays against LSU and act like you were following along the whole time and you were not. And you were not. So that's the reality to it. All right, let's get to what is the story of the day and potentially story of the year. And you're like, no, Doug, there's nothing there. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter has told us two stories, both about $4.5 million, both having to do with gambling, and neither of them feel like they're any closer to the actual truth. Now, this happened while I was off, and I know it's a hard thing. And it's a hard thing for you to flip on and go like, man, Gottlieb's coming on. Well, I'm going to hear about basketball. Like, that's cool. We got plenty of time to talk about basketball. But this dude signed for $700 million. $700 million. Hey, he is going to be the highest paid athlete in the history of American sport. We think he can speak English. He can probably speak perfect English, but he's always gone through an interpreter. And the funny part about the interpreter was, and Jace Duke and I can attest to this, we talked about what a sweet job, right? Like, Ohtani seems like a good dude, a regular dude. We know he can speak some English. And you just get to hang out in the clubhouse, like, all year long. You go city to city. You don't have to get ready to play. You can kind of do whatever. It's a money job. It's an incredible job. Like, how do I get that job? And then we were doing that. How much do you think the interpreter makes? What do you think he does? Now we find out that Shohei Ohtani's married. No one knew he was married. Then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, hey, by the way, I'm married. She's a normal Japanese woman. Turns out she's like a basketball star. So you have a player who's his whole personal life is crowded in secrecy. We don't know about the language he speaks. We do know that he's an awesome player when healthy. We don't really know if he's ever going to pitch again or if he just got $700 million to pretend like he was going to pitch again and just be the greatest hitter we've ever seen. And now we have a story on, you know, basically the brink of what should be an amazing baseball season led by the LA Dodgers. And just as a side note, signing a guy to a giant contract who, one, is injured, and two, apparently somebody, either him or his interpreter, had a $4.5 million gambling debt. That sounds like he signed with the Angels, not from the Angels to the Dodgers. All of us, the few of us Angel fans out there are going like, oh, we dodged a bullet with that one. Because there's no doubt, if he was an Angel right now, he'd be under hardcore Major League Baseball investigation and probably going to jail. I may be over-inflating that a little bit. But let me get the timeline of events correct. Okay, the story comes out and the interpreter is fired. And the first remarks we get are, hey, yeah, here's the thing. I had a big gambling debt. It's all me. And Shohei's the greatest guy ever. He's paying off my gambling debt. That's what happened. Then it turns out that that's not the story. The story we're now being fed is that Shohei didn't know this money was coming out of his account, and all that money was stolen to pay off this gambling debt. Now, again, I don't know how you track your money, and I do know that he's going to make $700 million, but I also know he has not made huge money, at least stateside, either on endorsement deals or his contract. He's got money, and I'm sure he makes a bunch back home. But when $4.5 million are missing, and then there's video of the two of them in the dugout in South Korea after the interpreter had apparently told the team, the Dodgers, whatever version had happened, and then they're yucking up. Like, I don't know about you, but as somebody who's stolen from other people before, widely known story, you can feel free to Google. I spoke to all three of those people. And remember, this was a credit card. The total sales were like $900. And all of them were pissed. And it wasn't even their money. It was their parents paying off their credit card bill. Imagine if somebody steals $4.5 million from you. You can be yucking up with him in the clubhouse? It doesn't make any sense. What does make sense? I mean, I think it's all of us, right? Like, Shohei likes to gamble. He's got a vice. He's got time on his hands. He knew he had $700 million coming. $4.5 million to him is a lot of money. Oh, man, how are we going to pay this off without anybody knowing? Ah, the interpreter takes the fall. Because as Chris Carter, the Hall of Famer, former Fox employee, once said, you got to have a fall guy in the crew.
If y'all got a crew, you got to have a fall guy.
Yeah, you got to have a fall guy in the crew. No truer, smarter words have ever been uttered. And we want to talk about Purdue beating Utah State by 40? Or how many Big East teams should get in? Stop it. I love basketball. I love March Madness. The games were fun. I love covering it. Shohei Ohtani signed the biggest contract in the history of Earth. And dude might have a massive gambling problem. And oh, yeah, here's the other thing. And I don't know if he gambles or don't know if he gambles. Here's the other thing. Guys that have a gambling problem, they don't just stop gambling. It's an addiction. It's a real thing. And, you know, I don't know what Major League Baseball knows or doesn't know, or if there's a cover-up, or if this is a legit story. Those stories seem hard to believe. But again, sometimes the truth is hard to believe. But if we look at the reality to it, everybody is all in on Shohei Ohtani. He's with the Dodgers. The Dodgers got to get to and win the World Series. He's got to save the sport. He promotes internationally. That's why they just played in South Korea. Like, the whole thing all works, but it only works if that dude's on the field. It doesn't work if that dude's suspended for gambling. And I want to make sure this is clear. I know nothing. No one has pulled me aside. I'm just reading these stories like, well, that doesn't make sense. And the other thing about when guys change their story and the interpreter changed his story is, when we change your story now, like, we don't believe anything you say. Byer, do you have any idea? I don't know. To me, the story, and they kind of nailed it in timing of it, right? It was like a news dump Friday. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, we have the NCAA tournament. And, you know, baseball is getting ready to start, but it's not like they had the soft launch of the baseball season with them playing. I feel like this is a giant story that's being covered, but part of it is we don't know. Part of it is he's already kind of a mysterious figure, and part of it is it's getting overshadowed because you got March Madness, which is kind of like a national holiday.
I would push back on that and say, because it didn't come out on Friday, it actually came out on Wednesday afternoon. But in terms of the NCAA tournament taking over, yes. However, I just don't think it's, you know, the Kim Mulkey story, I think, is perfect timing. Like, these stories happen around when these events take place. And I think that with the situation with the Dodgers in Major League Baseball, it's awful timing because opening day is Thursday. And no one is talking about what is going to happen on Thursday. And can the Rangers repeat? And can the Dodgers get to the World Series with Shohei Ohtani? Instead, this is the only thing that right now is being talked about in baseball.
Do you believe the story that the interpreter had the gambling debt and it was paid off with Shohei's?
No, I think very few people believe that. It just seems to be to have that sort of money be taken from your account, to have the different stories, to see them in the dugout on Wednesday in South Korea as if nothing happened, knowing that the interpreter spoke with people on Tuesday about the situation. Yeah, it doesn't add up.
Jason Stewart, our resident Dodger fanatic, what do you think?
I completely remove myself from this as a fan because this has nothing to do with the Dodgers. I think the reason why this should be a bigger deal than it's being made, and you could argue, I think Dan has a point. I think in baseball it's a big deal. But as far as nationally, and you know, we check the front of ESPN.com and SI.com and all those sites on Thursday last week, and it wasn't even on the front page. It's mysterious how much it's not being covered.
And the point that because we were in for you, Doug, the point about that was I felt that the entities we're trying to cover it up. Because ESPN has, obviously, an investment in Major League Baseball, and there was nothing there. It seemed like maybe that, you know, Major League Baseball's attempt to squash. Sorry to interrupt.
And how about this? How about ESPN.com, sponsored by FanDuel, refuses to cover a major gambling story? Everybody's kind of compromised in all this, so I don't know how much truth we're ever going to get with this, but I think it's a massive deal, not because he may or may not have bet on baseball up to now. I just think it's because you have the most popular person in your sport maybe put in a position to be leveraged for $4.5 million, and what would he possibly do to get out of a hole if he had to?
Well, that's the crux of the issue. And I'm frankly stunned at how many of these pro sports have acquiesced to the players' unions and allowed them to have these athletes gamble on other sports, not their own. Like, the problem is not betting on baseball or betting on basketball or football if you're a basketball or football player. The problem is if you get behind, be like, well, they make so much money. Like, nah, dude, it doesn't work that way. Like, it doesn't. As my late great college coach, Eddie Sutton, said in the two consecutive years we played in Las Vegas, we'd get out the plane and he'd stop everybody and he'd look at the Vegas skyline and he's like, man, I was here last year, and there's more skyscrapers this year than last year, and they don't keep building them because the house is losing money. You know, like, he's right. House always wins. You know, and it's a dangerous thing. Not everyone who gambles becomes addicted to gambling. But a higher percentage of people, like, dude, my son and my son and his friends, they have those accounts. They're like, oh, Dad, it's like free. It's like free. And all you got to do is lie about being 18. Like, dude, you know they can track that stuff. You know? It's free. It's not free. I just need your credit card because it's free. Like, that's funny. That's not how free stuff works, dude. What do you mean? Yeah, if I have to give you my credit card, then it's no longer free. They get my information, and then eventually there's some sort of charge. No, dude, you don't understand. It's free. It's not free. And I actually feel like, here's the biggest issue with it. Because we're in this generation where we believe nothing, right? There's nothing you can read or believe. I mean, like, look, you have people who legitimately think the earth is flat. Like, wait, what? This was decided a long time ago, like thousands of years ago. Pretty easily provable with scientific data or just visual data. That earth's flat. So if you have people who believe that the earth is flat, then there's no chance any of them believe that Shohei Ohtani didn't gamble on baseball or didn't gamble. Right? There just isn't. And then when you start changing stories midway through a story, yeah, it makes it worse. I understand, Dan, that this story came out last week. But we're going to hear from Shohei later today, and it's going to be a prepared statement. And this, it's just going to continue to be this mystery. I mean, here, how far are we removed from Michael Jordan's press conference? If David Stern lets me back in the league, everybody thought, well, that must mean he was suspended.
Yeah, yeah. We made that comparison last week.
Yeah.
The league has to be just freaking out about this. I know Major League Baseball went from we're not investigating to we are investigating.
Yep.
Maybe they investigate so that they know exactly the entire story so that they could form a denial or some kind of a cover-up.
Yeah. Well, and look, there's also certain, in Japan, the culture is different. There's a certain amount of honor, you know, is there honor there in being honest, or is there honor in taking the fall for your boss? But I guess that answers our question, guys. What does the interpreter do all day? Turns out he's betting on the ponies.
And by the way, his salary is $500,000 a year.
It's a good gig.
He completely threw away that entire thing.
Right? $500,000 over, you know, one Iowa State Baylor line. Damn it. I knew Iowa State would cover at home. Hilton Magic.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Our Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live tonight at foxsportsradio.com. Register to get rules. Be sure to enter for a chance to win the ultimate sports trip to Graduate Hotels. This challenge is sponsored by Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay, and Tractor Supply. I got to tell you, I thought Kim Mulkey is almost, it's almost like performance art what she does. You know? And I think we talked about this a little bit earlier, and we'll talk about it more on the pod. Like, again, I'm not in any way telling you to not watch the women's tournament. What I'm telling you is the women's tournament, the men's tournament, the only thing that's the same is that there's a basketball and the number of players out there are the same. Some of the offensive sets are fairly similar, right? And you get rewarded the same number of points, but it's quarters, not halves. And the whole atmosphere act is just different. Right, like the men's game, and if you noticed, it's about 50-50, guys wearing suits to guys wearing like pullovers. Right, the men have dialed it way back in terms of the sideline look. And Al McGuire, the late great Al McGuire, was one of the first to wear a beautiful suit on the sideline. Right, that was all the rage. That's all we've known about college basketball. And there was, Digger Phelps was famous for his carnation when he was head coach at Notre Dame. There was a certain panache needed to kind of stand out. Well, now guys have kind of dialed that back. The women's game, I mean, Kim Mulkey, like, she literally dresses like Big Earn McCracken. If Big Earn McCracken was a women's basketball coach, those are the outfits that he would wear. It's a good line. I like that. Did you like that one, Sam? Here's the thing. Buyer does not.
Sequins
that,
and frills?
Yes. Which is what she wears.
Big Earn wore a lot of sequins for sure.
He did.
He was very flashy.
He did. What about that paternity suit in Des Moines? Ah, that one's, I pulled out way early on that one. That was like one of the great understated lines of that movie. Anyway, like she just over the top with everything that she does, with every comment. And it's kind of like that sport, and I continue to say, like, it's a different sport. The men aren't that pronounced in their trash talk. They're not that flamboyant in how you're not allowed to be. That's just not how it is. The women's sport's different. But apparently Kim Mulkey, there's a piece coming out about her in the Washington Post. How do I know this? Well, that's because Kim Mulkey told us. It is not apparently a flattering piece. Don't believe me? How do I know this? Kim Mulkey told us. Take a listen.
This was a ridiculous deadline that LSU and I could not possibly meet, and the reporter knew it. It was just an attempt to prevent me from commenting and an attempt to distract us from this tournament. It ain't gonna work, buddy. This is exactly why people don't trust journalists and the media anymore. It's these kinds of sleazy tactics and hatchet jobs that people are just tired of. I'm fed up, and I'm not going to let the Washington Post attack this university, this awesome team of young women I have, or me without a fight. I've hired the best defamation law firm in the country, and I will sue the Washington Post if they publish a false story about me. Not many people are in a position to hold these kind of journalists accountable.
Let me get this straight. The journalist tried to contact you for an interview for 2 years, unsuccessfully so. And then before having this piece go to print, because he couldn't get a hold of you, sent 12 questions and gave you 2 days to respond with, you know, basically like an open book test. You want to bring in your lawyer and whatever response to be. And these are sleazy tactics? Now, she went on and she said, look, they called disgruntled players. Well, of course they called disgruntled players. I mean, who's gonna tell you the truth? And we haven't read the piece. And the Washington Post, tell me if I'm wrong, I haven't read a story from the Washington Post because it's behind a paywall, and I'm not going to pay to read a Washington Post story when maybe I can get the clip somewhere else online. This one? I can't wait to read it. I mean, she went on and on and on and on and then said something about the next press conference. It's got to be really bad, which has got to be a really good read.
Spicy.
I mean, it is spicy. Think about that for a second. If there was a hit piece out about me, right, and they went to Beyer and Beyer was anonymous with, that guy's lazy, he's a dope. They go to Jay Stu and Jay Stu's like, he's got a raging, I don't know, coffee problem. And he's always doing, you know, he's doing all kinds of stuff he shouldn't be doing. And they go to former producers. Do you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to go on air and go, hey, guys, listen, the stories about me that you haven't clicked on and read that you haven't heard but are really salacious, they're crazy. They're not true. Okay? And the reporter who put this out is the reason they gave me 2 years to sit down for an interview with them and then sent me questions. I didn't answer them. That's the reason that people don't trust the media. I have never heard of anybody advertising for their own hit piece. It's definitely a different kind of marketing, but that's exactly what she's done. All right, it's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, let's talk some tournament, shall we? I thought this was funny. I want to make sure this is that all these things are put in the proper context. I think Danny Hurley's team is beautifully coached. Like, you know, some of these teams, it's just about, they just got dudes. Some of these teams are really well coached. They have a great mixture of great players, unbelievable support. They play really hard and they're beautifully coached. And I don't think this is an act, but it almost, again, feels like performance art. Here's Danny Hurley. Remember, they won both games, blowouts both games, non-competitive games, talking about the selection committee.
And I don't know if you know this yet or not, but you do have the early tip on Thursday in Boston.
Okay, so it gives me a little bit more us against the world stuff that I could utilize because, you know, I do think that the committee, you know, has tried to make this as difficult as they can on us to do it. You know, the Florida Atlantic, Northwestern, 8-9, obviously, you know, the Auburn, San Diego State and Illinois and what they look like with Iowa State. You know, we know what they you know, we know what they had in mind, and it just, you know, it's more fuel on the fire.
It is to the point of being obnoxious, right? Like, we're all like, dude, really? You're complaining about the whole idea that somebody loads up the bracket when, by the way, you know, the Florida Atlantic vaunted team you're supposed to play, they didn't even win. You played Northwestern, who just didn't have the firepower to compete with you. And last year, the bracket opened way up for them. They didn't get a great seed, but they didn't play any high seeds because they all lost. Was that the committee as well? The issue with it is when you make this your calling card, you're going to complain about everything. Everybody ends up, well, if he complains, I'm going to complain. I mean, you got these East Coast writers that cover the Big East like, well, the Big East is undefeated. They deserve more teams in. The ACC is undefeated. They're 8-0. Well, Virginia got annihilated. That, which is exactly what could have happened if St. John's got in or Seton Hall got in. Like, it just takes away from the fact that nobody cares anymore. Only the top teams essentially survived. We're going to have what we didn't have with these, with many Cinderella stories, we will have with great games on the Sweet 16 and into the Final Four. So we don't – I thought the coolest thing of the whole weekend – was the kid Golkey from Oakland, not making the 10 threes, but he did like a TurboTax ad from their hotel right like the next day. Like, that's NIL. That I could get behind. You know, you have – you. Hey, listen, man, I got 48 hours of fame. How can I live it up? And he did it. He did every interview. He did everything you could possibly want to do, and he got some change in his pocket to boot. That stuff is beautiful. Beautiful. The gameplay, kind of raggedy. We'll have a great second weekend. The first weekend was okay. A lot of blowouts. You know? And I think it'll make for an incredible second weekend. But, I mean, you just roll your eyes at Danny Hurley, who, again, I'm a fan and I like and I think – even in his voice, well, I can find some more us versus us against the world stuff with the. No, you can't, dude. You played in New York. Now you play in Boston. Those are your two centers for all of your alumni and easy for your students to get to. You're the prohibitive favorite, and you play San Diego State, who, you know, lost two of their starters from last year's team that got to the Final Four. Like, oh, they're a Final Four team. Like, they were a 5 seed for a reason. They weren't a 1 or 2 seed last year either. It's always interesting to me on how guys can, and I don't think Danny's to that point yet, but people can get to a point where you're like, I'm just exhausted by you. Byer, your biggest takeaway from the weekend was what?
How chalk was a big part of it. I think people who entered brackets feel really good about themselves. You probably should have all four of your Final Four teams still available. It was crazy to see on how much chalk there was. And even in a scenario where you had like Gonzaga beating Kansas in a 4-5 matchup, A, it's not unheard of to have the 5 seed winning, and B, the way Kansas was constructed, I think a lot of people had Gonzaga just winning that game because of Kevin McCullough's injury. The only oddball was the NC State because of the Oakland matchup, and then I think Clemson beating Baylor yesterday was probably a curveball, but otherwise you should probably have a decent amount of your bracket if you just casually fill one out.
You know, what's crazy is the NC State story. For people who don't know, their head coach was very likely to be, was potentially, Kevin Keats was going to be fired before the ACC tournament. Then they win 5 straight games, go to the NCAA tournament, and based upon his contract, he got an extension and a raise, and he got a bonus. Then they go and win 2 more games.
And he keeps fighting that battle with that hairline. Like, he is not giving that bad boy up.
No. He's got the Stephen A going. Yeah. He just keeps going higher and higher with it.
Yes.
Like,
I've not yet begun to fight.
Yes. Hey, look, we all have... My fight's a different hairline fight. You know? I'm not in denial of it.
You know who else has got strong hairline? Golkey. Like, at Jack Golkey, he has that V going.
He's got the V going. I don't know if it ends poorly for him, because again, I don't know if that. I'd have to go back and look at older photos to see, you know, because you don't know where it's going to stop. That's the big thing. It's like, hey, just tell me where this thing stops, right? You almost feel like you know, there's people in your life that I always read the last page of a book before I read the whole book. I kind of wish in my hairline, that's what I would get. Like, hey, listen, you're going to lose it, and then it's just going to stop. Because some people, they stop with the light balding spot or whatever, and that's just what they have, and you deal with it. Some people, then it's gone forever, and you're like, well, if it's going to be gone forever, I might as well get ahead of the curve now.
I kind of feel like this is, again, a Seinfeld. Remember the episode where the guy chose to be bald, Elaine's boyfriend?
Yeah.
Buzz Williams. Remember, you know, and I don't know if it was the name.
Shaka, too. Shaka Smart. Too.
Yeah, Shaka, yeah.
And they've both grown it out since then.
Yeah. Did you watch that? That A&M Houston game was one of the worst played games I've ever seen in my life. It was like exciting for all the wrong reasons.
We have a little of that coming up in Big Deal, Little Deal.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was the worst game I've ever seen. I mean, and just, it was, there's a John Wooden, there's all kinds of John Wooden phrases that people love. One of my favorites is never, what is it? Something activity for achievement, right? I forgot what it is. Never misinterpret activity for achievement. That's what that game was. Like, there was a lot of something there, but it wasn't particularly good. It just wasn't particularly good.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you from the TireRack.com studios. A reminder, the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. Go check out the standings and rules. Go to FoxSportsRadio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two to Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Let's get to Dan Byer in a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Dan, what do you got, buddy?
Doug, the game today is
Big Deal, Little Deal, No Deal.
Big Deal, Little Deal, or No Deal. Houston's defense at the end of regulation against Texas A&M. I wanted to get in with this because I know that you made posts on social media about it, and my buddies and I were texting about it last night.
But what part of the defense?
Just their defense. Was their defense a no deal? Were you, like, not on board with it? I thought they were switching everything, and one guy didn't get the memo.
Correct. But I don't understand why you would even go inside the... So here's the scenario if you missed it. Texas A&M is playing Houston. And by the way, Houston screwed it up, too. You wouldn't have your point guard take the ball in bounds there.
A&M,
A&M. You wouldn't have, Buzz Williams screwed up because you wouldn't have your point guard take the ball in bounds. He had to roll the ball out to 3-point line because he couldn't see. But if you're Houston, I wouldn't have had a guy in the ball. I understand a deflection wins you the game, but you can play 5-on-4. You just put five guys around the 3-point line, and then when the ball is in the air, you can just bat it down or go up and contest it, and they don't have time to do anything. I didn't understand their defense. So I would say it's no deal.
All right. This may be flying in the face of Danny Hurley. Big deal, little deal, or no deal, San Diego State's tournament travel schedule.
Ridiculous. Big deal.
Yes. When you played that cut earlier, I thought to myself, does he know the team that he's playing, like, as the end of their game? I know it was in Spokane, but it was after midnight Boston time where they're going to have to play in 3 days anyway.
Yeah, and they went home. They went home. They'll get clean underwear today, right? And they'll probably, I guess they'll fly out tomorrow. I would fly out tonight. I would honestly fly out tonight if I was them. I'd go catch a red eye, fly out, get situated, whatever. But yeah, it's crazy. And I understand they're doing it because regional-wise, you're trying to get more fans. But like, you sent San Diego State to Spokane. Once you get on a plane, it doesn't matter what region you are in the country. You would have been better off sending them to Brooklyn and then having them play. Like, I actually like that. When we were in Buffalo and then we had Syracuse, we shouldn't have stayed on the road, but we did because that's how the schedule had us. Sure. At least Buffalo and Syracuse are close to each other. Spokane and Boston are not.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal that the women's tournament had to change officials during the NC State Chattanooga game after it was discovered one of the officials had a master's degree from Chattanooga.
That's a big deal. It's a big deal because it does prove to us that you can change officials mid-game. That's one of the things that's like, well, we can change these guys out mid-game? Well, get rid of that guy. He stinks.
The funny part, like somebody mentioned, like, why didn't she say anything? Like, wouldn't she know that maybe I'm from, and she's from Chattanooga as well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, maybe that's why she didn't, you know, 6-on-5.
Totally. Absolutely. I mean, by not saying anything, you make it seem like there was something nefarious at work.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal that the Jets aren't getting good enough offers for Zach Wilson. That's according to NBC Sports.
It's no big deal, you know. I mean, if guys that can legitimately play but aren't great, like Justin Fields, gets you a 6-round pick? I mean, what's Zach Wilson going to get you? No big deal.
Finally, big deal, little deal, or no deal that the Dolphins are talking with free agent wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr.
That's a little deal. It's a big deal that apparently Kim Kardashian and him are dating and she wants another kid with Odell Beckham Jr.?
That's much the word.
Deal. Yeah.
That's she wants to win deal. The Beckham sweepstakes, huh?
Yeah, apparently.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is Game Time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
All right, coming up on the Doug Gottlieb Show, live from the TireRack.com studios. We had a great weekend. Really did. Tell me something you loved about the weekend. Tell me something you hated from the world of sports. That's next to the Doug Gottlieb Show, only on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha. The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.